Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's another taster for you from the Anfield Wrap. This time of our Under the Lights show, our preview of Liverpool versus Napoli this week. Liverpool need something from this one. You know they do. We all know that they do. And we had a big chat about that. I had a look at the white of everybody's eyes and saw whether or not they were up for it and hungry as Liverpool prepare to face Napoli. An excellent side who've done the business so far this season. It also included a lovely 15-minute chat with James Horncastle, full of insight. But here's us talking about the mighty boys in red. Under the lights, no John Gibbons, Kev Walsh, Fuad Hassan and Josh Sexton. Let me look each of you in the whites of your eyes. You're up for this?
Oh, yes. You better believe it.
You up for this?
Yes.
You've had a heavy weekend. I mean, are you sure?
I have. I'm
very, not saying you've let the Reds down, but you've had a heavy weekend, haven't you? I mean, you're not fit and firing, Fuad.
No, not at all. But
you still look fantastic, though, you know. Oh.
I feel much better already.
Josh, you up for this?
Yeah, I've had a heavy weekend as well. But I think if the Reds can do two games a week in their current state, then I think me and Fuad can do two games a week in ours as well.
Yeah. Young men as well, all that sort of thing, you know what I mean? Needs less recovery time. It is huge. It is absolutely huge. Kev Walsh, for me, this feels like a football match that belongs in March.
Exactly.
And instead we're getting it in December. Maybe we should just be happy about that.
Early knockout games, isn't it? A little Christmas present to ourselves. We all thought that the Red Star game was a nightmare, but it wasn't. It was just all preparation for this. Listen, how many times you had the last game in the group and there's no big game in there? This is humongous. Everyone will be looking at what's going on here. And for the two teams that are going into it, Liverpool are obviously absolutely flying. Napoli are a great team as well. It's got all the potential to be a banger, I reckon.
I think it's unbelievable, Fuad, that it's fallen like this, and that I could imagine us needing a bit of a result from somewhere. But it really does feel like a quarter final second leg. You're at home. You've got 1-0, get you extra time and penalties. All right, it's not quite that pure, but 3-1 puts you through, and that is the essence of a second leg European game. James Horncastle again on Napoli. Again, and we're going to have the conversation again about Carlo Ancelotti. And there's the Carlo Ancelotti trick, isn't there, James? And it's coming to the fore at the minute for Napoli. It is that he's excellent at getting the best out of his best players, especially when those best players play in attacking areas. It's been his trick for his entire career, and nothing is changing at the minute.
Yeah, he's excellent at that, and he's excellent at getting players to perform under pressure as well. I think that's probably his greatest attribute. We saw it at Real Madrid in the past, AC Milan as well, when it comes to the crunch and your players have to perform. He seems to have this way of being, I don't know, the kind of Champions League whisperer in some respects. And I think he's certainly been able to transmit that to this group of Napoli players who I think many people thought were at the end of a cycle, a team that was ready to be broken up. And instead, in Europe, they've really impressed so far. Not only with the win against Liverpool back in October, but particularly the way they played against Paris Saint-Germain in Paris, where they looked completely unfazed. They played the way that they wanted to play, really imposed themselves on PSG, and deserved to win that game. In the end, it was only a sort of own goal from Mario Rui and a stoppage time worldie from Angel Di Maria that stopped them from doing that. So I think to some extent, that's the kind of cue you'll be looking at for Napoli tomorrow night, to play the kind of same way they did at the Parc des Princes at Anfield.
To hear all of that, to hear our review of Bournemouth, to hear our post-match show after Napoli and our post-match show after Bournemouth, to hear all the fabulous content we look to make on a weekly basis, you go to theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. Theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe for that. It is £5 a month. It's an exciting time to be supporting Liverpool. It's an exciting time to be doing all of this, talking about them all the time, getting excited about the Reds going from game to game as this season, the challenge gets greater and greater for Liverpool. Come and join us. Come and be part of what we're doing here at the Anfield Wrap. That's to tell the story of supporting Liverpool from the very heart of the city itself. Nothing pleases us as much as a big, big, big European night, and they do not get bigger than this. It's theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe. See you in a bit.
Sports Social Podcast Network.